Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart.
It's in my heart. Yeah. To serve the Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
To serve the Lord.
I'll be serving the Lord. Though sometimes my road gets dark and dreary, I can't hardly way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. 'Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. Way down on the inside,
in my heart.
Oh Lord,
Lord.
God planted His love.
It's in my heart.
Yes, He did.
Lord.
He put it down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Come on, baby.
Now
I've been singing for a long, long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind. Yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
In my heart.
Oh yeah.
It's in my heart.
It's got it down in my heart.
In my heart.
Oh yeah.
It's in my heart.
Said it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
It's in my heart.
Down in my heart. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
It's in my heart.
Father.
It's in my heart. It's in my heart.
Father.
It's in my heart.
I just want you to know.
It's in my heart.
I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion.
It's in my heart.
I just want you to know.
It's
down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
The reason I'm here tonight. 'Cause it's in my heart.
In my heart.
And I want you to know.
In my heart.
I want you to know.
It's in my heart.
Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy.
My heart.
Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church.
My heart.
They didn't send us to church. They took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and just planted it in my heart. Oh yeah. Yeah. Ooh, Lord. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get
get paid, y'all. But I kept on singing anyway, because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, well, wait a minute, I'm not through yet. Y'all act like y'all don't know what you're doing up here. Come on. You got it?
Glory to God. Welcome to Eagles on Flight program tonight. Amen. We thank you. We bring you greetings tonight from Eagles on International Ministries. Amen. We're the church with and without walls. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. She's not here tonight, but just me tonight. We'll be taking flight together. Amen. As we begin to start, we're going to begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you. For this truly is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity that we have to come before you. And we thank you. We take it now for granted, Lord God, this is the opportunity that we have to be in your presence tonight. Now, thank you, Lord, for ministering to our hearts and just touching us, Lord Jesus, that as we bring forth your word of life tonight, Lord, that we will be blessed and the people of God should be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you for making even our pathway straight in Jesus' name. Thank you for the encounter with you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord God, for all that we shall receive from you. And we thank you in advance. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for what you're about to do and what you're doing right now. Lord God, show yourself strong that your presence shall remain and abide with us now, henceforth, and forever. Now, we bind right now every distraction, every attempt of the enemy to stop or hinder the word of God from coming forth tonight. In Jesus' name, we release now your presence, your anointing, your peace into the atmosphere. We charge this line to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We thank you right now for free flow of frequency that we should have a free course as we go forth to go into your word. Thank you, Lord God, that your spirit is navigating us even as we go in Jesus' name, that we not stand alone, but Lord, we stand with you tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for you doing exactly what your heart's desire is to do. So, Father, feed the flock, feed the people of God, that they shall receive godly wisdom and understanding and enlightenment. Thank you for revelation knowledge flowing from your vessel in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for enlightenment and understanding that should cause them to have the victory. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you right now. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. 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 Welcome tonight. Amen. As we get ready to go into the Word of God, we want to talk about a subject on watch and pray. We started it on last week, but amen. We're going to do a quick little recap on what we were talking about. Watch and pray. That word, watch. What is that word watch actually telling us to do? As we look at the word watch, it means to look at someone or something for a amount of time and pay attention to what is happening. To look at someone or something for a amount of time and pay attention to what is happening. It also means to give attention to a situation or event. To give attention to a situation and event. To care for someone or something, time, in order to make sure that nothing bad or unwanted happens. To care for someone or something for a period of time in order to make sure that nothing bad or unwanted happens. Amen. Okay, let's deal with the first one. It says to look at someone or something for a amount of time to pay attention to what is happening. Now, let's go to Habakkuk chapter 2, instead of verse 1. I will stand upon my watch. And that word watch means right there to look at or look someone or something for a amount of time, a shift or time period, and pay attention to what is happening. So remember, so that watch is talking about watching over, you know, paying attention to what's happening. And set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. Now here, this watch here is pointing more to they will watch to see what he will say or pay attention to a situation or event. Got my attention to see what he will say and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And so here we see here two definitions of the word watch, and actually it all evolves to the third definition. It comes down to the fact of to care for someone or something for a period of time in order to pay attention, in order to make sure that nothing bad or unwanted happens. Now, as God wants us to watch and pray, I've heard it said before, the scripture says for us to watch and pray. It's not for nothing. It's always to observe, to look at, to pay attention. So, you know, especially for a period of time. Sometimes we, as we're watching, we may watch for a few minutes. We might see nothing happen, nothing changes. But after a period of time where the set time or the due time has come, then we will begin to see manifestation. We will begin to see some things happening, a metamorphic change. Something begins to change. If you are outside watching the day evolve, you will begin to see where it's dark, the sun will begin to rise. It goes from the sun is risen to the sun is up, wide open, to where you begin to see, to where you have noon, from noonday to the afternoon, from the afternoon to the evening, the sun begin to go down, set, and the dark again. As you watch over a 12 period of time, you will see a cycle of the sun, well, actually a 24-hour period of time, you see a complete cycle of the sun what happens in the run of a day. You're observing, watching. And this is what God is calling us to do, to be watchful in these days, in this time, in this dispensation that we're in. We have to be watchful to know what's going on during the kingdom dispensation or even the apostolic dispensation that we're in. But as we come into the kingdom, we're going to see changes within the kingdom due to the kingdom of God in action. The way we know kingdom has now evolved to be what it is. hear people talk about kingdom mindset, but we're going to see more manifestation of the true kingdom of God coming forth. We're going to begin to see things happen, God's methods, God's ways of operation. When we talk about that, we're going to begin to see the hand of God by his power. Remember Matthew chapter 6 tells us when the disciples asked Jesus to teach us how to pray, he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God must come forth into the earth by way of vessels like you and I and those who will receive salvation. The kingdom of God will come forth through us and manifest in this earth. We have to watch, be observant, look at what's going on, see, pay attention to what's going on, what's being said and not what's being said. Yeah, they'll let you, sometimes the enemy will let you know what you need to hear what he wants you to hear. But what about the stuff that he don't want you to hear? We have to be watching for that as well. And those things, by the power of the Spirit of God, he will begin to reveal in this time and period. Now, as we go a little further, so as we see what a watch means, now, when it says, we're talking about watching and praying. Let's go a little further in the scriptures. And the Lord answered me, well, let me deal with that first. It says, I will stand upon my watch, okay, his post. That also means to be on post. Some of you may work in the church, some of you may not, but if you're in a choir, you have to be on your post. When it's time for the choir to go up, well, Matt, let's go back a little deeper. When the choir has to practice, you need to be on post. You know, to rehearse and be ready to go forth and do what you've been called to do. That's part of ministry. That's a type of ministry that you do within the church. In order for you to effectively minister from the choir, you need to be there. You need to be plugged in. You need to be engaged. You need to be able to observe what's going on. You need to know when the choir needs to come up or when the choir might need to sit down. All right, so as we go a little further, we see here, set me upon the tower. And once again, that tower, that's an elevated place, a place that gives you an advantage. We're watching for our moment of advantage. Some of you have been waiting for a breakthrough. Some of you have been waiting for the opportunity for God to bring you forth and those promotions that you were missed out on. And you were waiting for that big break that you've been praying about, seeking the Lord about, that you've been sowing seed for the thing. You've been waiting. You've been patiently watching other people get promoted. Now you're observing to see that your season has come. That tower shows an elevated place. There's some things you will see ground level, but there's a lot of things you will see from a higher place, from the tower. Elevation comes. Not from the north, south, east, and west, but it comes from God. As you begin to serve, give your life to the Lord even the more, be dedicated, committed to the cause, you will begin to see the hand of God move in your life to where he will bring elevation into your life. We are watching for that opportunity and the time to go forth and to be elevated to the next level. The tower, as we see, the tower represents a higher place. That lets us know in order for you to be able to watch, we got to come up. See, we have to come up higher in our time of prayer. We have to come up higher in our time of reading the Word. We have to come up higher in our time of meditation. See, some of us, we try to operate in life with so much going on in our mind. A lot of you may sleep, but you don't get rest. You may lay down for 6, 7, 8 hours, but still wake up tired like you're on 7, 2, or 3. Because your mind is still going even when you're trying to lay down and sleep. There's no peace at mind. Some people may sleep 2 or 3 hours, but feel like they have slept the whole night. Why? Because that 2 or 3 hours, whatever they slept, was full of peace. It wasn't their mind wasn't wrestling with a whole bunch of stuff. They were at a place of peace. And that's why you got to be watchful. Know the time and the season that you're in. Know what's going on. Be alert for your moment. Be alert for your breakthrough. At any given time when it's released, your opportunity will be right there. So as we go for it, to see what he will say unto me. We got to be watchful to hear what thus saith the Lord. At a time when so much activity is going on, so much is happening in the world, so much is happening in the family, so much happening on your job, so much is happening in the church, we got to be watchful to see what really is going on, to see what the Lord is going to say unto you. Sometimes some things God will give you a sign by certain things happening. You know, oh, that's my time to go over there. Or that's my time to do something, do this, do that. Or it might just be that's the time to pray. We cannot leave God out of the equation. We have to remember, we must stay in contact with headquarters. As believers, as leaders, as people, servants of the Most High God, we cannot find ourselves doing ministry without the minister. We have to be mindful that we, in order for us to be effective, we have to do it his way and not our own. You won't be prepared if you're not intact with headquarters. There are certain things that headquarters will see on the radar. They will see going on in the atmosphere that you may not be able to see because you're live in action, you're on the ground, you're in the transit, you're in between, you're in everything. But when you stand up and you have that constant communication with headquarters, with God or heaven, through heaven, when you have that communication going on through your relationship with God, now God has a way to alert you, to prepare you for what's going on around you, or above you, or around or behind you, you get to know, okay, go this way instead of going that way. Why? Because there's a trap that way, or you just don't need to go that way. When we stay in touch with headquarters, we're able to hear from God what to do next. But if we take no time to check in, we won't find out what to do next. And so we blindly go into things and we end up finding ourselves in a hot position because we did not take time to check in with headquarters. If we took time or we missed something from headquarters. So here, when we see God moving, we need to be along with God. We need to be on task. We need to be on post and not lagging behind. Not trying to go ahead of God. We need to move with God. We need to find. See, the timing, God's timing is everything. Time of God has come. You need to be ready to go in. Sometimes we get caught up to where we're not ready. Oh, let me try and get ready. Well, you're trying to get ready. The moment is here and this moment is now. Now God has to use someone else because you weren't ready. And we wonder why some promotions are skipped. And a lot of times, the promotion that happened in the natural is also as a result of some things that happened in the spirit. So how many times did God tell you to be on post and you did not be on post because you weren't watching, you weren't paying attention, you weren't on task, and so God had to use someone else to take up your slack. And so in retail, what was supposed to happen, what happened in the spirit, now it's going to manifest in natural to where it was a promotion that was waiting for you because of your obedience, because you missed out, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You weren't on post, you weren't on task, and now God had to allow someone else to get that. Some things that we deal with, you're looking for the natural mindset, but you're missing it. It's not even a natural thing. A lot of our battles, a lot of struggles, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Principalities, powers, rules of darkness in this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. There are things that we are fighting against, we're dealing with, that does not have a natural face to it. or even though we see a natural face, but it's not even, that's just a front, man. That's just a front. It's not even them. That's why we find ourselves in trouble when we start fighting and arguing with people instead of dealing with the true matter behind the whole face behind the face. It has nothing to do with that person that you're looking at. They're just a yielded vessel prepared for their master's use. But we have to come up higher. We have to stop beating against the air. We're trying to fight a spirit with natural weapons. We're trying to fight a spiritual battle with the natural weapons, and we're losing. Fighting from the wrong realm of the spirit. This is why we have to be attentive, watch, and see what he, talking about God, is going to say. He may say, you may need to fast and pray 3 days for this one. But Jesus said, some forces only come out by praying and fasting. You may take 1 day to pray for this one here, and fast, but this one here might take 2 or 3 days because it's so deeply rooted. Watch and see what he shall say. He will say, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Sometimes when God has to, when he corrects us or deals with us, we have to be still on our watch. Sometimes we lose focus because we've been corrected. Sometimes we get upset because he told us about our ways. Sometimes we get all bent out of shape just because someone told us about something that we missed to what's going on. And understand, God chastises those that he loves. So if he cares enough about you to chastise you and correct you, that means he really loves you. See, when he corrects you, that means you're out of alignment. You ever drive a car that was out of alignment? Take your hand on the steering wheel, you're pulling to one side. Whichever side it is, it could be left to the right. And either way it goes, it could be dangerous. Because if it goes to the left, you could be heading right into the traffic. Into a head-on collision. You go to the left, the right, you're heading into the woods. About to hit people, innocent people. Either way it goes is not good. So to help save you and save others, he has to correct you and bring you into alignment. Then some people at that point in time, they're ready to leave a church because they can't take correction. How can you be a true watchman and you're seeing wrong or you're seeing crooked? You're not seeing right. How can you be an effective leader if you yourself can't take correction? How can we lead if we're not willing to follow? We have to watch. All right. So as we go a little further, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, and he may run to find it or to read it. Answered me. So see, at the time, see, he looks at my watch as a statement. My watching and the way I watch says more than what I say. Okay, you can tell someone who's on post, someone who's engaged by what they do. If someone who's slack, you can tell by what they're not doing. But someone who is engaged and don't tell because their body language, everything is showing that they're engaged. And because of that, God sees that and he speaks volumes to him because of the way your body language speaks. It shows him that you're on task. You're on point. You're on watch. You're there. But when you're not and your body language speaks, it says, you know, you might say, I'm here, I'm watching you. Your body is not showing that. You may be existing, you may be there in body, but you're not engaged. You're not paying, your body is not at attention. Many times when we were coming up, the teachers would tell us, stop slouching the chair, sit up straight, pay attention. person who even slouched in their chair, they're not paying attention. They got their head hung over, laid over. I mean, their posture speaks a lot about them. That's why children who have good etiquette, they learn how to, how to sit properly, and then, so it helps them to be able to learn better because of their posture. Sometimes in the midst of our watch, we lose our posture. And because our posture is not right before God, we can't hear God correctly. Or we miss some things. You ever talk to a person who's barely paying attention? Okay, you ever talk to a person who's dozing off sleep? And you ask them to repeat the last thing you said, Nick Day. You said something about, see, you're not paying attention because of your posture. You're slouching over, you're falling asleep. But if you were on your watch, you were up, sitting up, it would help you be positioned to hear. Sometimes in our watching, we lose our posture. Or if our posture is not right, you know, it can affect our watching. Let me say it like that. If our posture is not right in God, it will cause us to miss what God is saying or what he is doing. But whatever he's doing is going to speak loud. But we have to be on watch. Let's look at that word posture. What does that word posture mean? Posture means the way in which your body is positioned when you are sitting or standing. If you're at watch, if you're on your watch, the way your body is positioned is going to help you to watch properly, or you're not going to be able to, you're not going to be a good watcher. The way in which your body is positioned when you are sitting or standing. Standing, believing God for God to do something with poor posture, you're not going to stand well. You won't last in your standing. Not the way you need to. If you're sitting, you're watching the position, the posture's right, then you'll be able to see right. Also, it says the attitude, the posture, also means the attitude of a person or group has toward the subject. What is your posture concerning the things of God? Do you really believe like you say you do? Let me see your posture. Is your posture showing that you believe God? Or is your posture showing that God might do it, he may not? I mean, you know. And for those who need to call in, excuse me. Sorry, I got all into this thing. you could call in tonight, amen. And tonight's number is 347-945-5416. So as we the numbers once again 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. But once again, our posture, we have to watch what our posture is saying. We have to watch what our posture is doing when we're standing on pulse. Once again, talking about watching and praying. It says, also, it also means the positioning or bearing of the body, whether characteristic or assumed for a special purpose. The position or bearing of the body, whether characteristic or assumed for a special purpose. Sometimes you may sit down in a certain way for a special reason in order for you to be effective at a thing. You can't ride a bike necessarily standing up always. There's certain ways you can ride a bike. You can't ride a bike walking, sitting backwards. You can't ride a bike doing it backwards. Now, some people may try. You know, that's some tricks. But the normal person can't do it. Your posture has to be upright, frontwards, and you have to be in position, you know, for it to be effective. The pose of a model or artistic figure. When you see people in the military who stand upon a watch, they have to hold a position but they've been trained to hold that position. When you have these people watching national monuments and stuff like that, they had to hold that position for a long period of time. They've been trained. Listen to me. They have been trained. They have been taught how to stand, position themselves in one position for such a time, for a length of time, in order to have an effective watch. Some of us can't watch and pray with Jesus for 1 hour. Some of us can't watch and pray for 30 minutes. Some of us can do 15. But we want to be effective. We say that we're leaders, but then we can't. We have our endurance in those areas are very low tolerance. We have to know or position ourselves in the right posture in order for us to be effective the way we need to be. Amen. Once again, for anyone who would like to call in and ask a question or a comment, the number is 347-945-5416. And hit press 1 and it puts you in the question mark. Amen. So our posture means a lot in our watching and praying, our standing. So, okay, as we go a little further, he said, write the vision, make it plain. You know, sometimes we want to make things, sometimes we can make things real complicated. But he said, just write the vision. Write. See, he's having, oh gosh, as he's having you watch, as you see it, what's going on, you're observing, you're watching, you're seeing. He said also write the vision, that you will see what he's going to say. So even seeing what he was going to say, it usually can end up in the vision. He might give you a vision of something, whatever it may be, and it might be something that's going to be up ahead that you may need to write down now. So as you're writing it down, you begin to write down what you're seeing. See, remember, there's a difference between looking and seeing. Looking is you observing what's been presented before you. Seeing is actually seeing beyond what is presented. You're seeing with vision. You're seeing with purpose. You're seeing beyond what is being presented to you. You may see a bunch of property with some trees on it. I may see a new school, a church, a cafeteria. I may see a whole bunch of stuff because of vision, because of what I see. When I see, I'm looking beyond what is being presented. You may present to me trees, but I'm seeing a whole lot more. And make it plain upon the tables that he may run that readeth it. When you write down what you're seeing, now you've given a visual not only to other people, but also to yourself. You may be the one who may need to see this from time to time to be able to grab hold and run with this thing. Sometimes in your walk, you may have to look at a vision, go back and look at something that was written, that the Lord gave you to write on, write about, to rekindle the fire of that vision coming to pass. You may need to see something to remind yourself of your future. You may need to remind yourself of what God is saying to you. You may need to read it again to even get your hope up and not lose heart in your travel and your process of time. All of these things have been sent to strengthen you, to bring out the best in you, that you may run who readeth it. For the vision is for yet is for the vision is yet for an appointed time. It's going to come to pass. Don't lose heart if it takes me. Look, God told Abraham, 75, you're going to have a son. You're going to have a child. You're going to have children. Abraham had to wait almost 25 years for that vision to come to pass. He waited, and it came to pass. Even though it may tarry, it will not lie. Even though it may be delayed, it is not denied. Some of you have lost your hope in some of your visions and dreams. Some of you stopped dreaming because it's like, oh, it didn't come to pass. So I just don't believe anymore. Stop it. I command those visions and dreams to come back to you to remind you of what God has said. Because what God has said, he's going to bring to pass. He's going to do it. Amen. Glory to God. As we go a little further. But at the end, it shall speak. End, it shall speak. What is that vision saying to you? What is your response? This is another key thing. The vision could be speaking, but what are you responding? Are you responding as if you believe, or are you responding in doubt? This is very important. Even though the vision may be speaking, but what are you saying in return? Are you speaking doubt? Are you shooting down the thing that's trying to help build you up? Are you refusing to receive what God is handing it to you? We have to check our heart. It's for yet an appointed time. There's a time gestation period that has to happen when a seed is planted pertaining to a child. 9 months period before that seed brings forth bud. Of course, the mother feels like after a few months, she feels like 6, 7, or 8 months, feels like she's ready for it to go today, but she has to wait. There's a period in time. There's a due season. Don't rush your due season. Be patient in your waiting. Patient in your waiting. So, it's for the point of time, but at the end. Yes, we have a caller. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling. I like that. This is good. Concerning watch and pray. And I would like to ask this, maybe you can clarify this a little bit. Concerning Elijah, when he went up on Mount Carmel and he was praying, and as he prayed, he had his servant to go watch and to see what would happen. Could that be related to praying for that which you prayed for to come to pass? I would like to spiral up and down a little bit.
Okay. Amen. And that's a good point, because it can. Because, see, when he sent him to, he was praying, and he said, "Go watch." He told me he was looking. See, Elijah was expecting something to happen.
Right.
And so because he was expecting something to happen, he sent the servant to look. Tell me what you see.
Amen.
And you notice he didn't say after the first time, "Oh, well, shucks, well, I ain't gonna do it. Don't worry about it. I don't even go look again." You know, he said, "Go back and look again."
Amen.
He went back and prayed. Go back and look again, watching and praying.
Amen.
Praying and watching. And so much so that he said, "Okay, this is what I see. A small fist by the hand size of a man's hand is coming." It wasn't even a full manifestation, but it was enough for Elijah to know, okay, prepare to run. The rain is coming. I hear the abundance of rain.
Amen.
That's all that he needed, just a little bit.
Amen.
Tonight, to let him know his watching and praying has paid off. See, this also shows us that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
See, we can't see God one time and expect something to happen, and if it don't happen, I guess God didn't need for me to have it. No. How bad do we want it?
Yes, yes.
Are we willing to go back in and wait on God? Well, think about it. Look at how many times that you came close to salvation. How many times did God been tugging at your heart, sending someone to you to witness for you, that person? You go to, listen, how many church services you've been to before you finally say, "You know what, Lord, I give up." Some of us didn't do it until we were in our 20s or 30s.
Amen.
So if God did like how some of us would do him, a lot of us would have been in trouble right now.
Yes, 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 yes. And you bless my soul, man. You really bless my soul, because I was just meditating as you was bringing forth the word and how you was opening up the scriptures and how you were just pounding on that. That thought came in my mind, and I said, "I'm just going to call in and just let you expound on that." And you really bless my soul. I'm just enjoying listening.
Man, my God, you blessing my calling in, man. I thank you. We were sharing. You know, you give me a little. You're an asshole. More wood to the fire. Look at you. You're a startup stuff.
Yeah, I'm listening. Like I said, when you started, it stirred me up. You know what I mean? That just encouraged
Amen.
Me to not to give up on that which I'm praying for. You know what I mean? And I'm watching,
Amen.
Too. And it just encouraged me to hang on in there, to keep on watching and praying, you know, see this thing unfold. You know?
Matter of fact, even as you're speaking right now, the Lord is showing me there's some things that you are watching and praying for, you're standing for. And, of course, that's why it relates to you so strongly, because you are like Elijah right now. You've been praying. And you say, what do you see? Nothing yet. Keep on praying. And watch, at the period of time, just when you least expect it, hold your posture. Hold your posture in your standing. Don't
Amen.
Slouch in your faith. Because sometimes we start slouching, it's almost like, well, I'm getting tired. I'm giving up. No. Hold your posture.
Amen.
And watch. It's closer than what it even seemed to be.
That's what I'm going to do. And you just confirm and, you know, just encourage me to hold it, you know what I mean, just to keep on. And you're just blessing me right now, man.
My God. Amen. Thank you for calling me. God bless you, brother, man.
God bless you too, brother.
Take care. All right. God bless. All right. So glory to God. Amen. Bless man and God. Amen. We thank God for that. But, yes, because sometimes we need to know that no matter what it looks like, we got to hold on. Even though it looks like it's not going to come to pass, we got to hold out. Even when it looks like there's not an answer, we got to keep speaking. This is another aspect of watching and praying. Sometimes you got to speak up what you need to see. You have to keep on speaking until that which you're waiting for has come to pass. You're watching, you're observing, you're paying attention to what's going on. Okay, all right, so as we see, it would not tarry, but at the end, it shall speak. Once again, that goes right back to what I was just saying. Now, not only in the end, it shall speak, but what are you speaking? Are you speaking? And like I said, what are you speaking? Are you speaking based off, oh God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you speaking based off what you see? Sometimes we're speaking about what we see. Are we speaking? Are we speaking based off what it looks like? Let me say it like that. Are we speaking based off how it looks to our natural eyes? Or are we speaking as how we see it in the spirit? Are we speaking according to what we believe in the spirit? Are we speaking according to what we want in the spirit? See, we got to keep in mind, we can't speak what we don't want and expect what we want to come to pass. We want blessings, but yet we speak in curses. We want productivity, but yet we speak in barrenness. We can't do the opposite, make up our mind. We need to speak what we want and not what we don't want. For the vision is yet coming to pass. At the end, it shall speak and not lie. See, it's like this. What you invest in it is going to be what's going to come out. So if you've been speaking good, it has to bring forth good. If you're not speaking good, you're not going to be good. See, we contribute to our own manifestation. We contribute to either our delay or a quick return of harvest. There's some things as we're watching, we'll either speed up the process or slow it down. If we're seeing the right thing, it's going to cause us to increase it and come fast. Remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if I'm believing what I'm seeing by the Spirit, if I'm believing what the word is saying to me, if I'm believing what he's speaking to my heart, I'm going to speak what I want and not what I don't want. I will be, oh, God. Let's turn to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Let's go to verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee, Romans chapter 4, verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before whom I whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead, and calleth those things that which be not as though they are, as though they were. Even God did that. And if we are made in his likeness and his image, then we have the same responsibility as we're watching. That's why we're watching and praying. This takes us to the aspect of watching and praying. It's a 1-2 punch that needs to happen. Catch this. There's a 1-2 punch that needs to happen as we're watching, we're praying. Okay, we're watching, we're observant. We're seeing, well, Lord, so-and-so is not doing right. As I'm watching them, I see they're not doing right. What's going on? Well, instead of us finding a reason, occasion to throw them under the bus, where we're watching them, we're praying, well, Lord, I speak divine help unto them. I speak to their soul to cause them to understand, to be awakened to their purpose. I speak, Lord God, as I pray, as I'm watching, I begin to speak some things. See, you step into place instead of being part of the problem. You stand to be, you're watching to be part of the solution. You're seeing them in danger. You're seeing them not getting with them and trying to. Some people just don't know. They don't know what they need. They're just trying to find a way, find somehow to do something. And so what you do as you're watching them and as you're praying, you say, Lord, bless them with the endurance to hold out. Help them to not quit. And all of a sudden, they begin to hold on out. They begin to not quit. They begin to not lose heart. Lord, cause them to triumph in this battle. Cause them to overcome this thing. Cause them to do. You begin to speak some things in the spirit. Now you're backing them up. That's why we watch and we pray. Because as you're watching, you're also feeding. See, you're not just watching as an observing. You're watching to see what's happening. Like that definition said. Let me pull that out real quick. That definition was saying that for watch, it says that to care. See, okay, let's stop right there. To care. See, part of the heart that's going to help you to be an effective watchman on the wall is that you care. In order for you to be effective, you have to care. Think about it. If you see the enemy coming up, and if you care about those you're protecting, you're going to sound the alarm. You're going to begin to watch and you pray. You're going to begin to speak some things. You're going to begin to do some things. But if you don't care, you say, oh, whatever, he can get by. That's fine. I don't care. Oh, there's only Deacon Joe. Whatever. Just whatever happens, Deacon, whatever, doesn't matter. I'm not his brother's keeper. But if you care, like you say you do, you will watch and you will pray. He says to care for someone or something for a period of time in order to make sure that nothing bad or unwanted happens. As long as you are on post, you give your best to make sure nothing. You know, oh gosh, I like football. I really do. There's a position on the field that's called a strong safety. He is in the back. He's like the last man that anyone has to get past to get a touchdown. And you have, he's able to go to either side. He's like in the middle, in the back. He's watching. Oh, Jesus, I love this. He's watching and praying. And in this praying, in this instance for him, he's saying some things. Watch the running back. Watch that man over there. Watch that flanker. Watch that the receiver. He's causing those who are in front of him, who he's backing up, to be watchful in the areas. He's helping them to be alert. And so as he sees, okay, as one man is running for a pass, a long pass, he's running way back out. And all of a sudden, when the man who's been watching him, he may have gotten by him. Once again, this is a strong safety. So he's going over there pursuing that wide receiver. Because he's like the gatekeeper to the end zone. Nothing comes in to go out unless it gets past him to get to the end zone. So he's watching And if that man gets past that cornerback, he knows, okay, I got to intervene. I have to intervene. And so he's quickly heading over to that man. It might be him and the other receiver in the air trying to go for the ball at the same time. Sometimes the receiver catches it and gets past. But most of the time, the ball might get knocked down or he might catch the ball and take it back for the team. See, you are that watchman. You have to watch and pray. Say some things. Speak some things. You're encouraging others as they're on the wall. You might say, brother, you know what? I'm praying for you because I saw where the enemy tried to get you, try to delay some things for you. I see where the enemy is trying to discourage or come into your family. I'm praying for you. But, you know, if you let them know, communicate. Say, you know what? Thank you. I was wondering what was going on, and I couldn't see exactly. They couldn't see what was happening. But because you're watching and you're praying and you're on post, now you can be an encouragement to them. You can cause them to better defend their family, to better defend their watch. Whatever it is that they're doing, you will be more effective on it. You will help them to be more effective. Because why? Because you are on post. You're watching while you pray. See, it's not just a lingo, watch and pray. No, no, no. There's a lot of meaning to watching and praying. And you don't have to be a prophet or an apostle or someone to be watching and praying. But wherever you are in the kingdom, we are our brother's keepers. Well, as we go a little further, verse 18, who against hope believe in hope. Abraham had all kinds of stuff going against him. Age, this is this thing, that thing. He had some things fighting against him. There was some very key stuff. But even with all the opposition, stood in hope. He still believed. As you're watching and you're praying, don't forget to believe. You got to believe in what you're saying. You got to believe that the one who you're watching for is going to reveal to you whatever needs to be done. When that strong safety is up, he's believing that his talent is good enough to hold him up, to help him to be the best defender that he needs to be. He's hoping that he's able to, whatever comes his way, it might be a long ball and be a short one, but whatever it is, that he's good enough. And he's fast enough, he's talented enough to get there in time to make the difference. He may not stop him from catching the ball, but he may be able to tackle him to save a touchdown. Whatever the case may be, you have to believe in the one who's empowering you. Case is our God. You have to believe and know that God has covered you. He's got you protected. He's empowered you for victory. Oh, my God. So, amen, isn't it? We're almost coming to a close. We're almost coming to a close. So he goes on and said that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. See, what you're saying caused you to have success or failure. If we don't learn how to speak up when we see things, begin to give the pastor a head up, the apostle a head up. Hey, I noticed something. Let me bring it to your attention. Hey, I heard this. Let me bring it to your attention, whatever the case may be. Whatever it is for the whole betterment of the body, we have to be on task. We are watchmen on the wall. We are watchers for our brothers and sisters. You may see someone's child doing something they have no business doing, and you refuse to tell, and something happens to that child or their family and grief, where it could have been cut off if you would have spoke up. Don't let it happen on your watch. All right, as we go up, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Everybody was 75 years old at the time, almost 75, almost 80. So, you know, so his body was well-aged, not considering all that. He didn't think about it. No. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So this is about the time that he was about to have the child. He was about to conceive and give birth. Almost 100 years old. The oldness of his body and also the deadness of Sarah's womb. Even with that opposition, he staggered not. Listen, you ever seen a drunk man walk? When a drunk man walks, he made two steps forward to one side, and he might go back two or make three to the other. The fact of the matter, a drunk man can't walk straight. He will stagger. But he's saying Abraham didn't walk drunk concerning the promises of God. Uh-uh. He was walking straight. He knew, okay, God, you said it, I believe you. He didn't waver. He didn't say, oh, I believe you today. Tomorrow I didn't believe you. No, no, no. Staggering not in the promise of God, unbelief. Unbelief has caused some of you to become staggering like a drunk man or a drunk woman. Because one minute you believe God, next minute you don't. You're watching me, you're scanning, and you're praying. Next minute, yeah, I don't, you know, this is not working. I don't see what I'm looking for. See, I don't see what I'm looking for, so I'm just going to just, you know, whatever. I guess this is not meant. You're giving up so easy. Stop giving up. Pick up the towel and get back in the ring. Get back on your watch. Get back on your post. Get back involved. Get back engaged. Don't let the enemy steal from you any longer. Let him that steal no more. Glory to God. Second out of the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. When you think about that, you know, giving glory to God, because no matter what your natural body may see, no matter what your situation may look like, we're going to believe God that his super rest upon your natural will give you a supernatural experience to do what he said you were going to do. You have to be that fully convinced, that persuaded. And he goes on to say, verse 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. We have to be fully persuaded, fully convinced. Don't need to be doubting Thomas, but we need to be fully persuaded. We need to be like Abraham, not looking at what I can do. Now, look. Some of you are trying to believe according to your flesh. No, error. Stop trying to believe God according to your flesh or to your own abilities. It's not in that. Your faith is your belief or your trust is according to the faith, your faith in God, according to his supernatural abilities. It supersedes what you can do. Abraham couldn't have done that in his own natural body. That's why it had to be the thing of God. It had to be God who did that, done it in himself. And sometimes we allow ourselves to get so caught up in what we can do or what we can't do. Get your mind off you. It's not about you. It's a God thing. God says, according to your faith, be it unto you. He didn't say, according to your natural strength, be it unto you. He said, according to your faith. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. He also said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not your own. So get out of the flesh. And let God show you his best, what he wants to do. Amen. And last scripture, let's go Luke chapter 18 and 1. We're getting very close. Luke 18 and 1. Once again, if anyone needs to call in, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the question box. Amen. All right. The last scripture, 18, verse 1. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Listen to this. If we're not watching, if we're not praying, we're fainting. If we're not watching, we're not praying, we're fainting. We give it up. Without the vision, the people perish. You can't see it. Some can't believe. Some giving up. men are ought to pray, always, or men are always ought to pray and not faint. We must believe to watch, pray. As we're watching, praying for what we're seeing, that it shall come to pass. Begin to speak as we're watching, observing, that no bad thing happens. You may see someone in the fix. Begin to watch, pray. Begin to speak some war in the spirit for them. War in the spirit against those things and fighting against them. Some people are fighting flesh and they're fighting a lot of things and they're thinking of their flesh and blood. Well, war in the spirit for them. Glory to God. Thank you. We come to a place now. Glory to God. Once again, for those who may have a question or any comments before we begin to pray, the number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to the queue box. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word, for your power, your presence, your anointing. Thank you for helping each and every one that's on this call tonight to watch and pray. As they're watching and observing, they're seeing. Let them not look, but let them see. And they're speaking, they're praying, they're calling, they're declaring, decreeing. They're not just watching in observation, just watching and just doing nothing, but let them see and speak for change to happen, for change to come to pass in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, thank you for blessing each and every heart that's on the line. Encourage them, empower them to go forth into victory and do what you've called them to do. Let the power of the anointing rest upon them. Break every stronghold, every destroying yoke, everything that's been trying to come against them to stop them from walking in victory. We render it powerless now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we release your glory and your power upon each and every one that's hearing under the sound of my voice. I speak to every sickness. I command you loose here by leave now. In Jesus' name, I release healing to come forth in Jesus' name. Purpose, Lord God. Victory, every struggle, every stronghold, we break down, we take down now in Jesus' name, we lose victory in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we thank you for anyone who needs salvation tonight. That as you open your heart, you say this time, Lord, forgive me for my sins. I admit that I'm a sinner. I let loose my old ways, and I receive your new. I receive your heart. Come into my heart, into my spirit. Renew me and bring me back to a new place. Lord, I thank you. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Sit on the throne of my heart. I'm now saved. And if for last thing, for anyone who is backslidden from the Lord, repeat this. Lord, forgive me. I have strayed. Bring me back to that place of connection and relationship with you. I renounce every sinful thing. I renounce everything, every weight, every habit, everything that pulled me away from you. I receive your love once again. I now choose to get back in right fellowship and allow you to save me, bring me back to right standing with you. I receive now a renewing of my faith and salvation. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. All right. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight. We thank you for even your patience even with the delay, but we thank God for what an awesome time we had tonight. Join us again on next week. Amen. As we go any further, as we go further into the Word of God. But amen. Once again, join us on Tuesday nights and Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:15 on Tuesday night. You can join us, Eagles Wings International Ministries, our church with and without walls. That number is 843-619-0410. 843-619-0410. Amen. There's no code. Call in. Hear the word of God. Be blessed. Once again, that's on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry, we just changed the time. 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So join us once again. So, amen. We thank God for each and every one of us. And if you can, join us on next week on the 26th through the 30th. We will have our prophetic, prophetic conference. Prophetic Winds of Change. That's going to be from the 26th the 30th, 7 o'clock nightly. Amen. Join us on the last week of this month. Amen. I think that's all enough we have. We thank God for each and every one of you for calling in tonight. For thank you for the brother who called in. God bless you. We thank you for even taking time out. And we encourage you, the rest of you, to feel free at any time to call in. We're on. Amen. Share the word of God with us as we share with you. We love you all. God bless you. Thank you. Have an awesome night. Now, Father, we thank you right now as we go right now. Leave this place. We'll leave your presence. Thank you for resting your anointing upon each and every person. Bless them this night. Let them have an awesome night. We bind the spirit of retaliation. They will not come against anyone that's under the sound of my voice right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for their protection and wholeness right now. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. You have a blessed night.
Mm-hmm. is worthy. You ought to just think about it sometime. He's worthy. Every now and then, you ought to let your mind go back to just how good God meant to you. Can I get a witness here? Sometimes, when I could see my way, He made a way, and He's so worthy. I tell Him sometimes, you've been my mother when mother was gone. And you are so worthy.
Worthy.
I think about it. Just one lifetime of loving you, Jesus,
so
wouldn't be long.
Worthy.
Enough. Oh, yeah. He been good to me. He brought me. He told me. God ain't never left me. He's just been good to me. Somebody know what I'm singing about here.